Is Amud Beis on the very bottom of the page.
Tanabami Lint. Chacham Shemeis. If a Chacham passes away, Beis Medrash bottled in his immediate shul, they cancel all the activities. Abbezin, who has a wider sphere of influence, Shemeis. Kol Batim Medrash Vida Betelin, the Beis Medrash stopped learning Shiurim. But they daven. Venichnasin Lebeis Knesses, they go into shul to daven. But one thing they do is a Meshaninus Mekayman, they change their seats. Ha Yoshvim Bitsaf and Yoshvim Bedarim, those that sit in the north move to the south. Ha Yoshvim Bedarim, Yoshvim, some of those in the south move to the north.
It's just a simon that things are not in order.
Avelim, that's why they don't sit in the normal seat, to show that they're still in Avelis. What about Nosi Shemes? If a Nosi passes away, and this already affects Klal Yisrael, Botim Medrashas Kulim Betelet, all the Beis HaMedrash cancelled, closed down, all those who learn Taylor. Uvnei HaKnesset, what about in the shul? Nichnosin, they go into the shul, the Beis HaKnesset, but what do they do there? The Koidin Shiva, they read Kriyas HaTayda, but the Yoitzin, they don't daven with a minion. Tap Rashi, the Koidin Shiva, B'Sefer Tayda, the Eim Mispal and Yachad, they don't daven together, Beis HaKnesset is Elo, Kol Echad, the Echad Mispal, the Beis, everyone goes daven to be Yechidus. You don't want to gather together.
So they just come for Kriyas HaTayda.
Kriyas HaTayda, because you have no Breda. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, I'm back to the Gemara. Rabbi Korcho says, "Loi, it doesn't mean you go home and you spatzir. Loi she yelchu v'yetayil b'shuk. That means you have a day off. All those who can't learn, like Tisha B'Av, you can't learn. That means you have a day off. Elo yoshevin v'dayim, mean they sit down there quietly and they think to themselves the terrible loss they just had. Then he says, "Ve'ein oimrim shmua va'agoda be'beis ha'avel. In the beis ha'avel, you don't repeat learning. You don't say hagodas in the beis ha'avel." Omru Olav, however, they do say regarding Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, Shoya Oime Shmua va Agoda beis ha'avel. He did say Shmua and Agoda in the house of the Avel. Did give a little bit of a shir.
This is still talking about Nosi Shemes, or that's Bichlal?
You don't learn in the house of an Avel. Avel is not allowed to learn. He said, the only thing Avel is allowed to do if he gives Shiurim, he can continue giving Shiurim for Rabbin Tzrich and Loi. But he's saying, in the house of Avel, not only he can't learn, and we said before, machleik is rishonim if an avil is allowed to learn things like sad things. Kine, we know on Tishbav he's allowed to. Does that mean avil is also allowed to? Is a machleik if he's allowed to or not? You know what Paschke is. And now we're saying in the house of the avil, you shouldn't have these things. Something more about the ton that we learned. Avil. This is how avil should behave. Shabbos Rishayna, the very first Shabbos, Einu Yaitse Bepesach Beisa, he stays home. Shniya, the second Shabbos, Yaitse, he leaves the house, but Einu Yaitse Bekrim, he goes to shul, he sits in a different seat. Shlishi, the third Shabbos, is Yaitse Bemekoyma, he can go back to the normal seat, but he's still Einu Medabe, doesn't have to communicate with anybody else. So he's still in Avelis.
Does this mean first Shabbos after the Shiva?
No, the Shiva, during Shiva. Revius, the fourth Shabbos, Harehu Kecholodom. The fourth Shabbos is no different than anybody else. Goes back to his normal seat, resumes his, and resumes his talking during davening. Can be all other times. So it seems. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, Rabbi Yehuda said what you just said. Loihutzuchu loimer Shabbos l'shayne loyetsa pesa beisem. You're right in the meaning, but you're off on Shabbos. Obviously, the first Shabbos you don't leave. You're middle Shiva, so you don't leave. Why do you have to tell me you don't leave the house? Shadi Hakon Nichnas Elabesa Nachmei. Pashas, he has a minion in his house, but it comes to him to console him. Elashniya, the first Shabbos after Shiva, Einu Yaitse Mepesach Beis, doesn't leave his house. Shlishi, the third Shabbos, Yaitse, he leaves, but Einu Yaitse Mekaymei, he changes seats. Revi is the fourth one, Yaitse Mekaymei, when Medab doesn't speak. And Chamish, the fifth one.
Stop talking again.
Yeah, Harik Choladim. Like everybody else. Clear license, you're allowed to talk on the shul. It's right here. Rashi. Lohutzchul lemish habit shayna shavad le yosef, you shouldn't go out of your house. Surely you have to mention that. Okay. Talmud we learned. Talking about different din of Elim. Kol shleishim yayim, the 30 days. Linesuyin, the first 30 days. After Avelis, you should not get remarried. However, if Mesi Ishtai, that's if she lost anyone, even his father and mother, he can get married after 30 days, but not within 30 days. What about if his own wife passed away? Osur Lisa Isha Acheres Achi Yavru Olav Shalosh Golem. You gotta wait 3 Yom Tovim. We'll soon see why. Three imtami have to wait for getting married. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a regal rishon v'sheni yos. I agree with you. The first thing you want to be shouldn't, but shlishi mutil. You have to wait three imtami. Two imtami is enough, and after two imtami, you're going to go get married. The im, however, there are two exceptions. Im ain lebonim, if he hasn't fulfilled yet the mitzvah peruvu, he had no children. Mutil lisa la'alter, even if he had a son or he had a daughter, if he didn't mekayim mitzvah peruvu, which is one boy and one girl, then he's allowed to marry again straight away. Mishum bitl privadivium. He's allowed to marry straight away. Machlekes v'sheini. What does straight away mean? During shiva, or straight away means after shiva. He nichol lebanim. Another exception is if he had young children, mutalisal alter. Also, he can marry straight away to shloishim because he needs someone to take care of his kids. And as the rishonim say, even if he's a rich guy and he has help, he still wants to be married. Bnei Parnassos needs someone to take care of the young kids. Maisa, the Gemara tells a story, and look at the Gemara from the story. What it seems to be la'alter. Shemaisa ishto shel Yosef Hakohen. Yosef Hakohen's wife passed away. But Amar la'achosi, turned to the sister of his wife, which is very common. The bitbeis akvodus while burying his sister, her sister. L'chiy Parnassi bnei Chosek. Why don't you come and join me and let's take care of your sister's kids? But even though he married her straight away, they didn't have marital relations until a long time later. Sounds from this Gemara here, b'shas levai, you can get engaged.
I think it's trying to show the union of panasosim.
Well, that doesn't mean money, it means b'chanach.
No, panasosim means
take care of them. Could be said that two exceptions,
yeah.
Young kids or peruvu.
But for this vegan, he didn't have loibole adach shloishim yoyim. So it's not mitzvah you're allowed to be married, it's mitzvah the union of panasosim.
You can't be with a woman in your house without getting married. What are you doing in your house? Single woman. So you're allowed to get married, but you're not allowed to have relations until after 30 days. Let's do Rashi. We'll see. Test in a second. Rashi. Kol shloishim nesuin, ad shloishim la'achar avela. 30 days after the avela, any yochel lisa, you shouldn't marry a woman. Okay. Look at Tesis. Ad she yavru shloishim gol and get away 3 yom tevim. The second Tesis on the top of the page. Let's proceed. Why 3 yom tevim? And you know what the biggest pell is? If a woman lost her husband, she doesn't have to wait 3 yom tevim. She waits 3 months. Why does she need to wait 3 months? And that there's no exceptions. Because unless she can't have kids anymore, because you have to know child who the father is first and second. But a man waits 3 yom tevim. Now this is the pella. What's the logic why a man waits 3 yom tevim? Then you have to ask yourself if the same logic should apply the other way around as well. Why not? Says Tesis, ad sheyiyu shloishim gan b'leis simcha. You know why he waits 3 yom tevim? So 3 yom tevim go by when he wasn't happy because he wasn't married. V'leyishkech avas ishta. This way he can think long and hard about the love of his wife. In amior. Kedei she yisa, by the time 3 yom tevim go by, he's ready now to marry another woman. By now he forgot her. Takes him 3 yom tevim to the length of 3 yom tevim to forget his original wife. And why is that important? If you're going to marry another woman, you don't want, while you're married to the second woman, constantly comparing to the first wife. It's not fair for the second wife. It's not fair for you. So you have to give enough time that it's already a little bit, that makes it a little bit easier. Okay, so you would think that if he needs to wait 3 yom tevim to forget his first wife to a degree, why doesn't a woman have to wait 3 yom tevim to forget her husband? So you know what the shach says, an unbelievable thing. A woman forgets her husband after 1 month.
It's nice to be known.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Wow, appreciate it.
She forgets him after 1 month. The Mordechai says a woman is much more eager to get married than a man, so she will make a bigger effort. But the shach spin is, because after all, she forgets anyway. Don't know. Today, things are different. V'oid, furthermore, says Tesis, penyas kirena avas ishtay lekantra. He will use it to taunt his second wife. Oh, my first wife is better cook than you, and all that kind of stuff. So that's why we don't want it to be too close to the original marriage. Okay, that's that Tesis there. And let's go next Tesis. Oh, malachoyse bebeis akvodis lav dafke. In this story here, Yosef said to his wife's sister, "Let's get married." During while they were burying her sister, and she's standing there crying tears of going, "Oh, let's get married." So says Tesis, "I can't believe that's what happened." Lav dafke sheha oval kol shiva aser. And Tesis therefore says, not only lav dafke by the beis akvodis, entire shiva's aser. The beis yosef shmar paskins at the levaya, you're allowed to get engaged. And the Ramah says, no, we hold you not going to engage until after Shiva. So the Machlek is Tesis here, is what there. And that's that. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Bottom line is, if you're Sephardi or an Ashkenazi,
or a Geru Chassid. The Geru Chassid is in Father Svardim, you can get engaged during Shiva. And the Ramah says, no, you got to wait at least that. Wait till after Shiva, you can wait. Shami Kadmenu Achar, you can do Shaduchim, but you cannot get engaged, formally engaged.
Just arrange it.
Arrange, yeah. That, yeah, you can talk about it.
Dumb question. Why have to look, you said go look after your kids. I know Rashi said it's marriage.
Because you can't live with, you're a single man. How can you have a single woman in your house? So the kids need the father also. Push it. Okay.
Well, they can have a few wives.
A wife, so sister. How can you be married to a wife and sister?
Can have a few wives.
No, you're learning Maria Vamas, and that's so simple. That Rava says only the first wife agrees. Or only if you can afford it.
No,
he's asking a general question.
Of having another woman in bed at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tana Bami learned. 5 lines to the bottom. Kol shloishim yaim, the entire 30 days, legiyus, entire 30 days, and I'll press your clothing with that stone they used to press it. Echad, according to the first opinion, echad kelim chadashim, whether they're brand new clothes, echad kelim yeshanim, whether they're old clothes, yaitin mitaycha michber, that they come out of the presser, or if they come out of the wash, and they look like new clothes, they're forbidden to wear for shloishim. Rebbe disagrees. He says, "Lo asu ella kelin chadashim b'levad." Rebbe says it's only us of brand new clothes. Wash clothes is not us. And Abba Lozab and Abba Shimon Aymer, that lo asu ella kelin, he limits it further. New clothes, levani b'levad, only white. Colored clothes is no problem. Says the Gemara. Abaye Nafi, Abaye walked outside when he was an oval. Begarda de Sabila. He walked outside with a white pressed coat. Ever after the Avelis, no problem. Kerebi, held like Rebbe that the Issa is only if it's brand new. And this was washed, so it looked like brand new, no problem. Not like the first town who said that if it even washed is Asad. And Rava Nafik, he walked around Bechimutzer Misa. He walked around with a red shirt. So Mokta, imagine an Amoida, a rabbi walking with a red shirt. Just picture that. If you don't wear a white shirt, are you in trouble? And he wore a red, bright red. Chadati, it was brand new. Why? Kerebi and Abshimin. Color is no problem. Rashi. Very. Very. Rashi. Echad kelim yishanim yaitim b'derem yibar pidu shemina echad look like new. Begad is abila malbush love and white megu is yashan pressed. An old one that's pressed but it looks like new. Ke rebi damal le'asu love and l'chazoy new. Bechimutza chalok asher drum mitzah shabam reymi came from Rome. Ke rabba loza damal le'asu levani white vazu adumai. So this was actually red. Talking about white. Mipnei she'amru, it says in the Gemara, why? It says in the Mishnah that she'amru Shabbos oyle me'enav sekes. That Shiva doesn't get cancelled by Shabbos because Shabbos also you prave some of the ideas of Avelis. But sin at least, you have Avelis. Well, see, it's not so simple. All the Mishnah says is Shabbos oyle. Shabbos is counted as one of the 7 days of Shiva and it doesn't cancel it. Now, what does it mean exactly Shabbos is counted? So we assume, Pashto Pshat in the Mishnah was, because you do follow the laws of Avelis on Shabbos. Not befrehesi, but betzin. However, Gemara says, "Machleik." It says the Gemara. So, yeah, but you do tzinna. You know what I mean? We'll see. That everyone agrees. Yeah, but if it's just a personal thing, not a halachic thing, then it doesn't count. It shouldn't count. Let's see. B'nei Yehuda, B'nei Galil. There's actually an argument between the members, people who live in Yehuda and people who live in the Galil, northern Israel. Hani Amri, they said, Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, there is Avelis in Shabbos. In what way is Avelis B'Shabbos? In Yonim of Tzina, discreet. The Hani Amri, Ain Avelis B'Shabbos, non existing. There's no Avelis Shabbos whatsoever, not publicly and not discreetly. Mando Amar Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos. There's a Shabbos that Tani says Oyla. Says the Mishnah Oyla. Oyla means it counts as one of the days. How can it count unless you actually follow some of the laws of Avelis? Mando Amar, the one who says Ain Avelis B'Shabbos. There's another Shabbos that Tani says Ain Amaseka. Doesn't get canceled. Now what do you mean doesn't get canceled? If you tell me there's no Avelis in Shabbos, if there's no Avelis Shabbos at all, Isak Datach. Sorry, the one who says no Avelis at all, say, because it says here, it doesn't matter. If you can tell me that there is Avelis and Shabbos, of course it doesn't cancel. Why does Yom Tov cancel Shiva? or cancel shleishim because there's no avelis then. But if there is avelis on Shabbos, so then why? Obviously, then it doesn't. And that's why if you tell me oila means that there is avelis on Shabbos, then obviously it doesn't cancel it. Why should it cancel it? It's part of the avelis. We follow the laws of Avelis. You would think that why? That it cancels Shiva on what basis? So why does the Mishnah have to say two things? You know why? To tell you that it's counted as one of the 7 days, but there's no Avelis. And therefore you would have thought that maybe it cancels the whole Shiva because you're not following the laws of Avelis. Says the Gemara, so how do you learn Oyla Bela Hoktani Oyla? But it says Oyla. Oyla sounds like that you actually follow the laws of Shiva, not just it's counted one of the days because you're doing the laws of Shiva. So you want to know the word Oyla is not really the right word to use. But you know why I used it? I did the Kabbalah, Mr. Sefer ain't Oyla, because when it says by Yom Tov that it's not Oyla, Tanadesha Oyla use the word Oyla.
The only laws you would follow is Sefer.
If you hold ain't Avelis, yeah. But if you hold is Avelis, you don't have relations with your wife. There are laws. Well, the one who says, and plus we just learned before, you change your seat in the shul on Shabbos. Well, the man, the one who says, there's a big machlekes to shame, I didn't tell you, before we learned about changing your seat, it says Shabbos. Does Shabbos mean Shabbos? Shabbos means during the week. Because some people hold on Shabbos, you're not allowed to change your seat because you just said you're not allowed to have available for Hesia. And if you change your seat, then so it says, the Rav, for example, everyone knows that he sits Ebenon, in the Mizrachant, he's not allowed to change your seat because that's available for Hesia. Other people, not everyone remembers exactly where you sit. So they're different menhagim. Whether you do change your seat, you don't change your seat. I think more says Shabbos. Shabbos means week during the weekday. Big machlekes and menhagim as well. Says the more about it. Tonadesh, it says Oyla. Okay, well, the man dom, the one says yes, there is a Shabbos. So why take it? Do you need to tell me it's not mafsik? Of course, not mafsik. If there's avelis, why would it cancel the shiva? Hok toni and mafsik is why? Some more answers. We should go by the Mr. Sefer because in the Sefer it says mafsik and yomtiv does cancel. Tonadesh and mafsik is Rashi. Avsukim meboy klay mitzichel meimi yatam de ena mafsik is. Okay, look at the top cases. Yesh of Shabbos, the Teitz is the one that says Bidvarim Shibet Tzinamai. We're talking about in Yonim of Tzina. Right? Because some people will learn that Avelis means every kind of Avelis. All laws of Avelis apply. Because the Gemara doesn't spell out Tzina here. Where's the Gemara say Tzina refers here? Nowhere. All the Gemara says Yesh of Shabbos. Teitz says Bekuntet. We don't have it in our Rashi, but Teitz says that Dvarim Shibet Tzina, that's what the Gemara is limiting to on Shabbos. Uvesamuch nami lema ketanoi maisi the pluk to the Gemara bring a machlekes Hashem gula rabbanon the habit dvorin shibetina. We're talking about dvorin shibetina. V'hachi mash maktsas b'dishalmi. This also seems a little bit in Yerushalmi. In other words, it's a big chiddush to say that Shabbos is only limited to tzina because the pashut of pshat in Gemara is either there is or there isn't. There's nothing in between. She said, no, it is in between. It's only tzina. So it appears slightly in Yerushalmi as well. It says it, the Shami brings on the previous Mishnah, the HaShabbos Oyla, it brings there Machlekes Rabbi Yechashub and Reish Lakish, or Shem Levi, Im Osir B'Shabbos. And what are they arguing in? Kashmir Shamita. They don't argue all the laws of Avelis carry out on Shabbos. They just talk about one particular aspect of Avelis, Tashmita, which is a Dvorin Shabbatina. It's clear that what aspects of Avelis do we keep on Shabbos, if we keep Avelis, is discreet things. Mashmir Pligi Ke'en Pluki Dohacha. The Liba de Rabbi Yechanan, if you follow the Yishalmi properly, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Yesha Oim Yishalmi Mutter. Rabbi Yechanan seems to say that there's no Avelis. Everything is permitted. But Oysa Chayrik al Shash Shalano, in our Gemara, clearly Rabbi Yechanan says that there is Avelis. At least Betzina. Okay. Okay, back to Gemara. Back to him. It says, let us say this Avelis Shabbos. It says, if your mess is lying in front of you, in another house, sorry, if you want to eat, you got to change rooms. You can't eat in front of the mace. It's not covered on mace. You're not an oval until you actually bury. So right now you're an oinen. And an oinen is potter from mitzvahs. The mace is lying in front of you. So you turn your face around. Ain loy bayis acha. You have no other place to turn around to. You eat in the house of your friend.
Ein le bayis chaveda. You don't have anywhere to friends. Oisele mechitzas atvachim. You make a portable mechitza, a temporary mechitza wall, ten tvachim, which separates. Like by chametz, we say you make a ten tvachim mechitza. Or you use your bed, you use a chair, you use anything you want. Ain loy dove exactly, whatever, you don't even have that. Laza mechitza, the machze panav, turn around, the oichel and you eat. The ain amesa, don't recline, which is a relaxing way, as if everything is all right. You're not, or everything's not all right. So don't recline, which shows that you're, you know, you're happy. The oichel and eat, don't do that. The ainu oichel baser, an oinin is not permitted to eat meat. The ainu shaysi, yeah, I cannot drink wine. And an oinin is mahatoida, according to many, is mahatoida, also to eat meat and drink wine. And this is a pellet in Beshel Sam Shalala Paskins that even though an oinin is not allowed to eat meat or drink wine on the day of his aninus, but if it's Purim, he's allowed to. Because the mitzvah of eating Suda's Purim meat and drinking wine is a mitzvah mahatoira. You hear what the Beshel says there? I say the toida the rabbim is doicha, I say the toida the yachid. That's the only Beshel we have that holds that Purim, getting shikr and eating, is mahatoira.
Is that a din in the etzim simchas yom tov?
No, because dibre kabbalah ke dibre teru dami. So machlekes, how do we
say,
view?
Because
Purim is kabbalah. There's three opinions how we view kabbalah. Is it mahatoira? Is it kabbalah? A new category, or is it derabon? And the Beis Yosef passing halacha in the last seminar to hear the Purim. Yeah.
Technically, you would say that if a person's time in the world is limited, whatever, 190 years, whatever. And then he goes upstairs, and then he's filled the mitzvahs and the Torah mitzvahs. So why is there so much sadness attached to it? I mean,
why?
Like a person not supposed to be here 1,000 years or 10,000 years, you know? So why is there so much
sadness? That's all to covered hames. The Gemara in Hedron will have that from Vava, Hocha Kira. All of these things we do for a mace, like a hespit and all that sadness. Is it to benefit the mace or benefit the living? In other words, you call it a chai, you call it a mace. If it's a call it a chai, it means you feel good that people appreciate who this person was, is your parent, your father, your mother, your wife, your sister, whatever it is. If people say nice things about them, it makes you feel covered. So you feel good and it makes it easier for you to have positive accept exactly. That other people appreciate the 50, 60, 70 years the person lived, contributed to the world.
Is Kaddish for the Ovel or is Kaddish for the Neshama?
It doesn't ask that. I told you, Shmuel says Kaddish. I told you, Shmuel uses the words. To find it, give me 1 second. Pretty strong word. Wrong. Is there a Shulchan Aruch the other day behind you? Took away those Shulchan Aruchs? Maybe not. Shulchan Aruch used the word that Kaddish is made for Amaratzim. Because Shulchan Aruch says that what we're supposed to do is daven for them. The most important tefillah is Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos. Because that's when they all go back to Gehenim. So that's the most important tefillah. And if you can, daven the whole week. If you're an Amaratz, they came up with a little prayer called Kaddish.
Why is it that
everyone says I guess not to embarrass anybody, whatever it is, everyone says Kaddish. But really, Davin for them is the most important thing. But Amor used the word Amorit, so it's like strong.
So the Kaddish
look
for the Oval, not for the.
Yeah, definitely for the Oval. It's the Spadium and everything else you do by the barrel, the sadness, the Avelis, all that. Who's it for? Anyway, an Oinin doesn't do any of these things. The Ein Mevarech, in our gist, Ein Mevarech, he doesn't make a Bruch. The Ein. He doesn't make any brachas because he is potter from mitzvahs while the mace is there. The ain mezamen, nor does he join in a mezumen. The ain mevarchet Allah. People don't make a bracha for him. Rashi says the ain mevarch lohaitzi achedim dechavosim. So Rashi changes the pshat around. Rashi in brachas learns it means you don't make brachas. And there's a big machlek d'shainim. Bichlal nenin, is that really a mitzvah? Or bichlal nenin is the Stephen Eibishter? Here Rashi changes, interesting. Let me just say there's a gimel here, what a gimel is. But here Rashi changes, it's not talking about you making personally bracha. It's making brachas to be mighty others.
But like this Rashi, you'd be machuiv in bichlal nenin.
Sorry?
If the oinen eats something, he still has to make a bracha according to this Rashi.
According to Rashi, yeah.
Yeah.
But not according to Rashi there. And then the aim is zamnin Allah. No, can you join him in for mezumah? Can't count a mezumah. No, potim mikrishmim natul matfilin. Potim mikrishmim natul matfilin. When we call mitzvah mudah b'tayda, that different gesayis whether you go to these words we call mitzvah mudah b'tayda or is only krishmat filin filin because the mitzvah is amagrama. Uvish Shabbos. What about if it's an oina Shabbos? Then meisiv he reclines. The oichel you eat baser flesh. V'shoyse yayin. What do we see from here? Shabbos. There's no aninus. Umevarech umezamen umevarchem zamen olav. And chayy bekriyashma uvetfila uvetfilin. Interesting. What do you mean tefillin on Shabbos? No. I'm sure this will be taken out.
Yeah.
They used to wait till on Shabbos.
On the side here, it brings a Rashi from that says.
When you find
Tfilin on Shabbos. Everything, that's wearing it. We had one opinion. A mayor holds that you wear Tfilin on Shabbos. A mayor of Yehuda. It says here, Tfilin lo yasinan. This is quoting the Rashi from another Masechta, maybe it's Brochus. There ain't Tfilin b'Shabbos. There's not Rashi in Brochus. It must be somewhere else. In Menachos. There's no Tfilin b'Shabbos, and therefore, take it out of the Gemara here. Let's continue. Sorry? Now what? Yeah, okay. The Rashi on the side is from Menachos. Menachos on the bottom base. Okay. The Chayiv is Vilna, and all mitzvah mubetela. So therefore, what we mean is not no aninus whatsoever on Shabbos. Comes along Rabbi Gamliel, and he says, "Metoichshen is Chayiv be'elun is Chayiv be'kulan." He adds, once you chayv in all of these mitzvahs, Krishma, Tfilah, and all that, you also chayv in the rest of the mitzvahs. What do you? The Tanakhama said the same thing. Didn't the Tanakhama say the whole mitzvahs on Buddha's potato? What's Rabbi Gamliel adding? Tashmish hamita ike benayu. Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no aninus, not even betzina. So you can have tashmish with your wife. And Tanakhama holds that we don't allow. My lab hok mivki. Ma'azov yeshabel b'shabbos, there's something there in Shabbos, so therefore there's no tashmish. Ma'azov yeshabel b'shabbos. That's what he wants to say. Machlekes is Rashi. Ein bevorich lo hoytzach in the vassan be mighty other. But Tashmish chay beilu krishma. When it's chay bekul olden. Tashmish yikem anayu. Hado amen is chay bekul and sabem mutter. But Tashmish mutter tashmish mitter. But Tashmish kamas over. Also but Tashmish mitter. Mar the also but Tashmish mitter. Yeshav is available Shabbos. Mar the shodis over Yishmul. Don't be ein available Shabbos. Not available Shabbos at all. Says more weiter. Memai who told you that's the crux of the argument? Dilma ad kan lekama Tanakama. Maybe the Tanakama was not talking about. Hossam there, Elamish from the Mesa Mutter Lefanov. Maybe the Tanakama over there is talking about because you're an Oinin. The Mesa is lying right in front of you. That's why the Tanakama says that how can you have Tashmish Amita? Abel Hocha, the Mesa, you're an Abel. The guy, the deceased, the part is already buried. Maybe his Maidi, there's no Avelis at all. Maybe there's no Isa Tashmish. Lefanov lie. Or Faket. Ad kan loy kamer angam lhasa. I'm going to say that you're allowed to have tashmish. That kati loy chol abeles is only an oinin. I will hocha the chol abeles. Hochinami. Maybe once you're novel, you're talking allowed to have tashmish. No raya. No, don't bring me a raya from aninus to abeles. They're two separate yonim. Rashi adain lechol abeles loy nikver. So the shame we're trying to say because there's certain coolness in aninus that you don't have in abeles. And certain coolness in abeles you don't have aninus. And how's it work? The kids are, we say. For example, an oinin is allowed to wear shoes. All the dinim of Avela, wearing shoes, taking all those things, don't apply to an oinin. Oinin, this is what's also meat, wine, and potter for mitzvahs. That's it. On the other hand, it's potter for mitzvahs. So the word is, the Mordechai explains very nicely. You cannot compare the two things. Avela is al sadness. Oinin is because you're busy with the mitzvah of taking care that this may should be buried as soon as possible. And as Tosafot brings in the third Pedic, Oisig mitzvah, potter and mitzvah. Why are you potter all these things? Because you're Oisig mitzvah. And if you can eat meat, if you can eat meat, drink wine, you're going to get so distracted and forget about the needs of the mace. And therefore, the machlek is there, Tosafot brings, the machlek is there, the shonim. If you have a Chevra Kaddishul, for example, to take care of the mace, do these dinim still apply? And Rabbein the Talmud says over there, you know, once he took care of his wife, he did all the things because he said, I had someone to take care of. So the machlek is as Oisig mitzvah, potter and mitzvah, or is that because we don't want you to be. Teared, they wouldn't be distracted, and so on and so forth. So, or also, we want you to think about the mace. Just keep on thinking about the mace as well. So, different thing altogether. Let's quickly learn a few more lines. Boy, Minei Rabbi Yechim Shmuel. Rabbi Yechim asked Shmuel a question. Yes, Rabbi Shabbos. A new discussion. Same idea. Is there Avelis the Shabbos or isn't there Avelis the Shabbos? Now, we already had before Rabbi Yechim wanted to say that Tashmish Shemitah Kimanai. Rabbi Yechim wanted to say there is Avelis the Shabbos according to Tanakhama. Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, "Ain't a veilus b'Shabbos." Turns out to be, "It's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel." Rabbi Yechon also is a veilus in the previous Gemara, and Shmuel said, "There's no veilus in Shabbos." Yosvi Rabbanu Kamei Papa Kamri, they said, "Must be name of Shmuel." Avil sheshimish mitaseh b'mei aveila. If an avil did not listen and he violated his command, and he had tashmish during aveilus, chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa. If his wife opens her mouth and tells that somebody. Papa Asr Itma. Where does he chay misa? It's very harsh. It's all it says is that it's Asr. Where do you get chay misa from? Umashmeid Rabbi Yechon Itma. And number one. Number two is you're saying in the name of Shmuel. I heard God in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon is the one who said he shouldn't have any tash on the mitzvah. And maybe so much Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon is the one who says that there's an Isa of Tzina. And there is Avelis B'Tzina. And where do chay misa from? And Ish Milchum Hashem. If you did hear anything from Shmuel, very harsh words, This is probably what you heard. Amar Tachlifa bar Avimai Amar Shmuel. Tachlifa name Avimai said the name of Shmuel. Ovel Shalai Paraf, and Ovel did not let his hair grow. Ushalai Pidim, and did not tear Kriya. Chayiv Misa. He is Chayiv Misa. Why? Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, the Abish Moshe Ben told Adam when he was became an Oval after another Aviyu, Rosh Sheikhim, your heads, Al Tifru, do not let your hair grow. Not like all other Aveim that must. Uvigdechem Loisif Reimu, and you should not tear your rent, your clothes, you should not do Kriya, for Loisif Musa, you won't die. You, if you do what you shouldn't do, you'll die. And everyone else, if they don't do what they should do, but Pashas, they will die. Ha Acha, somebody else, Shalai Pada, who should let his hair grow, didn't. Or Shalai Pidim, should have done Kriya, didn't. Rafa Papa said, Tana, we learned by Avod Abasi. We call it Masechtas Machas as a euphemism. But Avod Abasi, it's the only Masechtas Shas that has a Hagdama to it. It says in Avod Abasi, Avod Osir Lishamish Mitasi B'mei Avela, and Avod is not going to have any Tashmish during his Avelas. Umaisa Be'echad, it once happened, Shishimish Mitasi B'mei Avela, somebody once did have Tashmish during his Avelas. The Shamtu Chazedim as Givi Yosei. There's two pshatim here. Chazedim either ripped apart his body or they ripped apart his male member. Rashi, Givi Yosei kol gufei, Yikid Amri, Eivir Shaloi.
I hope this means after Misa.
Yeah, means after Misa. Okay, we can stop here. Tomorrow, Mitzvah.